The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. Your Thursday. You don't often get to say this. February 29th.
How crazy.
Wow.
February 29th. It's pretty crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a leap year. It's a leap year. Last day of Feb. Tomorrow, 1st of March. Nothing special.
Nothing special.
Just another day on the calendar, March 1st.
Justin Bieber's birthday.
No one else, really.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Who?
Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Did he die?
No.
Oh, that was a Screech.
Screech.
The Screech died? Oh, no.
He did. He did. It's always the quirky ones that go first, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
The ones that are the funniest. You know, they're a little bit different on the shows that go first.
Yeah. Who else? Give us another example.
You won't understand. It's 6:01. You think he got that? It went over his head.
I got it, but it's just, I'm just moving on.
You tired?
Yeah.
Come on, mate. You're on a morning radio show. You're the one that needs to lift up everybody. It's you, Rossi.
Whose turn is it to choose a song? Yours, is it?
Nope.
You are crazy.
Yep.
You forced everyone to put your song in this. You made a big stink about it.
He doesn't even remember that he won yesterday.
He made a big stink about it yesterday. Yep. You can't even put the song in for me, Chris.
Yep, and it's
good
in
job.
There.
See that? That's why I'm asking, because I forget. So I'm glad that I reminded you.
Let me do this. Good morning, pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Oh, Busma's back. Good. Thank you, guys. Good to have you all back. Yeah, Thursday, Feb 29th. We're ready to go. Pretty's Malik's birthday tomorrow. That's what's special tomorrow, right? Remember that, guys. Pretty's birthday tomorrow. We have got a lot coming up. After 8 o'clock, Callum von Monger joins us in the studio. A lot of you won't know who he is. Some of you will. He's a former Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
Bodybuilding champion.
Mr. Universe.
No, Mr. Universe. Yeah, not Mr. Olympia. Mr. Universe. He's got a remarkable story. He played Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie because he looks like Arnold.
Yeah.
But he's got a really remarkable emotional story, and he's doing a tell-all, and he's doing it on this show for the first time. All right? And I really want you to hear this. It's an inspirational story. After 8 this morning, he'll join us. 7:10, you know what we've got, the pop quiz, 50K until we give it away.
I just really want someone to win this cash.
I want to give it away before Ramadan. That would be nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're about 10 days away. I'd love to be able to give it away before Ramadan. So let's get you going. All right. It seems like it's raining outside. It's sprinkling in some areas.
Was it?
Yeah, it was by my house. Yeah.
Yep, sprinkling across some areas across the UAE right now. We are expecting showers possibly today.
Yep.
Worst possible day for me because we're moving officially today. The boxes are going.
Oh my god.
And it's going to rain. Out of all the days, I'm like, here we go.
It's okay.
The day that we move
it'll
in.
It'll be okay.
You know, I just spent all that money cleaning the house.
Yeah. Oh my, it's going to get dirty.
And all these dirty boxes are going to come in they're going to be wet.
And everyone's feet are going to be wet.
Yeah, thought out of all the days for it to rain, just not today. Today is our major... Anyway, you take things as they come and you don't lose
Maybe it's a blessing.
And you remain calm, all right?
It'll be okay, Chris. It'll be okay. Take deep breaths.
I'm totally calm. That's me. Can we get you on? Can we get you on the show next?
Yeah.
Help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. Phone lines are open right now. 04-871-5544. All right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. 04-871-5544. No matter where you are across the country, I'd love to talk to you. Get you on the show and help us choose that next song. All right?
Pick my hits.
DG in the house. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Man, we're all right. It's a Thursday, last day of Feb. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just on my way to the gym.
Nice. Get it in.
Cool. Smash it. I haven't really trained for 2 weeks, and I haven't done this in a long time where I haven't. And it's, wow. Can't tell you, it affects me, DG. Like, it's not only physically, but mentally. Like, I need that in my life, I realized.
It really does. You know, in the night, I'm complaining that, oh my God, I got to wake up. But if I don't work out, it's like I'm so lazy the entire day, like so lethargic, right?
Man, I tell you, I feel that. If you guys don't go to the gym often or do some type of activity, do it because it makes you feel better. It's like medicine. It's like having an, I don't know, it's like its own energy drink, right?
It's definitely a booster. It's like you feel so good about yourself. You feel good throughout the day. It's definitely a booster.
Where do you train
also,
at?
Also, by the way, belated happy birthday.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Had a great one. Where are you training at?
I'm at Gym Nation in Bar Dubai.
Yeah, nice. Great gym. Nice. Great gym. Good on you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, listen, help us choose the next song. We need a good song right now, so help us choose the next song. Nala, what would you like to hear this morning?
I feel like since it's raining, this works. Oh. It's Umbrella, Rihanna, and Jay-Z.
True.
Ah, nice. Okay. Back to high school.
All right. What would you like, Pretty Malik?
I would love for you to pick my song. This is the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that was high school. He's in his mother's womb, man.
Stop it.
Backstreet Boys, man. I want to hear them live one day.
I'll take you.
Absolutely. One of my like top three or four bands that I want to see live.
Oh, they're the best
live. Okay. Rossi.
Talking about live performances, these guys are amazing. Imagine Dragons and Believer to me.
Man, really dumb choices this morning. Oh my God. Yeah. What are you guys doing to me?
But DG, man, I know you like me, bro.
No!
This is. I said you like me, not that you like me.
No.
But this is.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like you, Chris. I love you. I love all of you.
Thank you, bro. This is Bon Jovi. It's my life. It's
my. No! No!
Don't do it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what a classic as well. Not played often.
In the womb.
All right. So you've got big options here.
I'm sorry, Nala. I'm sorry, Rossi. It's between Preeti and Chris.
Okay. Come on, DG.
Come on, please.
It's my birthday tomorrow. Please.
Bromance was my birthday.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Who's winning from the two? Who's leading?
Chris.
No, you should not.
Chris.
No, they're not allowed to know.
Stop it.
Okay, if you're going to start doing that, then we can change the rules.
You're still winning
anyway.
Because
it's about the song, DG.
Guys.
And the person.
Okay, I have to go with Backstreet Boys.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Chris, but
yay! It's my birthday tomorrow.
Even in my heart, I see you're not the
It's Virgin Radio 104.4, the Backstreet Boys. Quit playing games with my heart. Pretty Malik's chosen song.
Thank you so much. Where did DG go? Why did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
I feel like that was so rude.
Because
we need to call him back.
Why? Because that was so rude. He's probably at the gym.
No.
I was a nice guy until he chose the Backstreet Boys over Bon Jovi.
You can't be a sore loser. Don't be salty. And he played with my heart.
He brought me all the way there. Like, you know what I mean?
We need to call him back. He was so kind.
I don't want to call him back.
We're going to call him back.
I don't want to call him back.
It's too bad. You're overruled.
Don't call him back.
You're overruled.
Call him back.
No. No.
And you're going to apologize to him.
I'm not apologizing.
Yes,
you
are.
He didn't choose my song.
So what?
Now, tomorrow's your birthday. Your song's going to get chosen.
Woo! go
then
for
Double
it.
Point Monday comes, your probably song will get chosen, and that's it. It's all because he doesn't even want to answer. See?
DG! Yeah. He's upset with you.
He's at the gym now.
No, he's sad. You've upset him. He's never going to listen to us again. And it's all your fault.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
That's horrible. He's such a nice guy.
What's the point update on the Morning Screamer?
Nala on 4, Rossi on 10, Preeti on 12, Chris on 18. Is next week our last week, Rossi?
No, 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks.
2 more weeks, yeah.
2 more weeks. All right, well, there it is. That's your point update. We'll be back tomorrow with the Morning Screamer.
No,
thank you so much.
Week not
morning
is our
screamer.
Last week.
It hasn't been Morning Screamer since 2014.
Next week is the last week.
It's the last week. Next Friday is the last one.
No, I'm out on holidays on the 8th.
Exactly. Next
that
week.
That is next Friday.
Wow, is it?
Yes.
I go to America after next week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's too
you confused me for a second.
It's too soon.
You're not ready? Should we push everything back a week?
All right, well. Next week's the last week. So Ramadan starts after next week.
Yeah.
So this is our last weekend without Ramadan, right?
No, next weekend they're not sure.
It
might be Sunday, Monday.
Moon, right?
Sunday, yes. Monday, yeah.
All right, well, we're up to date and we know what's going on. It's the Chris Spade Show.
All things entertainment.
Scandal.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip on Virgin Radio.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
It looks like Brad Pitt is getting a little bit serious with his girlfriend, Ines de Ramon.
Mm.
They've been together since 2022, but it looks like now they have moved in together.
Oh.
It's been a few weeks. She's 30, he's 60. How do we feel about that?
30, 60. Woo, wowee.
Half his age.
So she was 28 when they started.
I don't know.
He was 28 when she was born.
No.
No, she was 28 when they first started dating.
Actually, he was 28 when she was born because he's 60, isn't he?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's even weirder.
Okay, moving quickly forward.
Oh gosh.
So the movie Ocean's 11, you know the series. Yeah. They pull off these crazy heists.
Yeah.
Well, a $4 million heist has just been pulled off, and it involves Kourtney Kardashian. So Kourtney Kardashian has a health, lifestyle health brand called Lemme. L-E-M-M-E. I don't know if you've ever seen it. She's got like vitamins and all
things. I saw someone do a review on one of those things. She's got one that puts you to sleep. Did you see it?
Oh my gosh, that came up on my TikTok.
That's the one I
know. 2.8 million. And then supposedly she had two and she just went into another galaxy.
So someone basically forged identification papers, forged work papers, walked into this secure facility, stole a truck that had product worth $4 million in the truck.
Oh my God.
And he easily got the truck and went out. And then he sent a ransom note to say, hey, if you want your product back, this is what I need. So now police are investigating the whole incident. How crazy is that? It's out of a movie.
I don't know how now with technology.
Yeah.
How people can still get away with things because everything. And what's so random right now is, like, I'm talking about this, and, you know, we're moving into my house today, the new one.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, like, 12 security cameras now around the house. So, like, I was having this thought last night because I can see everything in 4K. That's the crazy thing. So you can zoom in on someone's face.
So you can see exactly who that person is.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, how do people get away with doing, burgling a house and doing, because
technology's
everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know?
But it's an interesting story. I mean, we're going to keep track of that, and I can guarantee you when it's all solved, there will be a movie or a series.
Do you think she would pay?
Yeah.
Nah, I think the cops...
I wouldn't pay.
No, the cops will probably figure it out. Okay, so this list came out from this website called Screen Rant, and I thought it was interesting. Movies that we all used to love that we called cult classics, but now we would say, ooh.
Cringe?
It's a cringy movie. So I'll go through some of the names.
I also want to do a list later on of movies that would be highly offensive now and they would not survive in 2024.
Well, I think
White Chicks.
White Chicks would not survive.
The Wayne brothers came out and said they don't believe they could make the movie White Chicks right now.
Yeah.
But I love that movie.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
Okay,
so some of the movies on here, American Pie. Everyone is saying that we liked it then, but we're not sure if it was actually funny. But anyways, okay, Braveheart, they say that is cringe now. Because it's historically inaccurate. So a lot of it is just like made up and it's just cringy.
It's not okay, yeah.
Okay, then they say Forrest Gump is cringy.
No way. Forrest Gump, one of the greatest movies of all time.
So they say because of obviously the character of Jenny, everything that she went through, and then all the historical stuff that it surrounded, like the Vietnam War, etc.
My name's Forrest Gump.
If you look back at the super effects or whatever they're called, the effects, it's they look dated now.
Yeah, and
but still,
the number one movie on their list that they say we love this movie, but we would think it's cringe now, is the Ghostbusters, the original one, because they said it was just horrible comedy, jokes that don't last, like
It hasn't aged well, has it?
Yeah, but that's what the 80s were. I mean, the 80s that's and 90s were based on like
cringe comedy.
But if you weren't living in the 80s and 90s, you guys miss like
a lot.
You miss such like good wholesome stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
I believe this, and this could be like, this is my really far-fetched thoughts that I think of sometimes.
Go hit me with the theory
that there is. It's not a theory, but there is a place in this world.
Okay.
Right. I mean, and it could happen here in the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
Where they go out in the middle of the desert, and like the Truman Show, they build a city that is based in 1995.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you go into that city, the technology is of 1995.
Oh,
the
that's
TV
nice.
Shows, there's no Wi-Fi, cars, everything is based around 1995. So you live in a world without what we're living in right now, which is the Wi-Fi, the smart TV, the internet, all this sort of stuff. And you live a wholesome life, a simpler life. The education system is based on what they were learning somewhat in 1995. Things would be changed slightly because we know a little bit more.
We're a little bit updated.
We're a little bit more updated. They would bring the good that we've known from the 2024s. Yeah. They would throw some of that into the 1995s, but you'd live that really wholesome life. Like,
now, I have a question, though.
I'd send my kids, definitely.
Wait.
And you live, but I'm saying you live in that city.
Wait, but I have a question. See, we think about the nostalgia and we're like, wow, that was such a wonderful time for us, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
But now we have lived in the digital age for so long.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard.
It's good, yeah.
But that's why I think people will go and do it, because they want to get away and they want their children to get away from their TikTok and their Snapchat and, you know, WhatsApp 24/7. So you'd say goodbye to your friends. Like, your friends and family, you'd have to go together.
And you would have to sit through the commercials on TV.
Correct.
That's the worst.
Remember watching the TV? Did you guys have a TV Guide channel on your TV? You'd have to watch.
There'd be no Netflix. There'd be none of this. Nothing. You'd have to sit down and wait at 8:30 on a Wednesday night out of the five channels that you have on this TV. Like, wouldn't that be like, I believe that there is a place somewhere
that could create this.
And I think you'd get at least 10,000 people ready to go from instant. If you were to like come live in 1995.
Would you go?
No, I couldn't handle that. I need my Wi-Fi. I need everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I think about. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home friends. Can I give you a hug?
No, you're not allowed to.
I want to. This is going to sound very weird, but please bear with me. Let me finish the sentence.
Mm.
I want to touch you, hugging you, because you were with Idris Elba yesterday.
You know,
feel him.
I want to feel Idris Elba.
No touching. Idris Elba, I always knew that he had this
Riz aura.
Yeah, like girls, I always knew loved Idris Elba, and I was always like, why? Like, he's an attractive guy. But I was like, whatever.
Chris.
Then.
are you in the club now?
I've got a crush on Idris Elba.
Yeah, we brought him over.
Oh, really? This guy.
Handsome.
But I'll tell you why. Like, I was just telling you, let me tell you about the real Idris Elba. The real Idris Elba, and who I got to experience somewhat yesterday. What a guy. Honestly, what a guy. Like, so I was at this, it was called Investopia, and it's happening in the capital, and it's a lot of the big investors from around the world, they've flown in. It's an amazing event, and they had...
I didn't get a call.
I wonder why. They had Idris Elba on stage to talk about the creative economy, about like just, you know, doing what he does, movies and creating economies out of people who are creative, like radio, for example, right? And it was him and I on stage for about 20 minutes, just one-on-one, having a great conversation.
Lovely.
Talking about like, you know, real stuff, like, you know, the economy and how to invest and where to invest and what do they need in Africa, because he's very passionate about where he's from, Sierra Leone and Ghana, and he's got, you know, through Nigeria and more. I did ask him some really other cool questions, which we'll get to, including will he be playing James Bond ever?
Did he answer?
He must get that a lot.
He did, and other questions such as you know, the Robert De Niro story, him crashing Robert De Niro's office. And so we had a really, really cool chat. But for me, the highlight was beforehand, him and I in a hotel room just together. It was just me and Idris and a few others. But just sat down and we had a chat for a good 20 minutes. Now, when I walked into the room, I didn't realize how big Idris Elba is.
He's a tall.
Yeah. I didn't think he was either when you showed me the picture.
Really?
I was shocked.
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
He looks like average.
He's taller than Ross.
No.
I think he's taller than you, Ross.
I think he is, actually, because I was looking at the photo.
And he's just so broad.
So,
like, I put a photo of him and I. Relax, you guys get excited over
because
his broad shoulders.
I think in Hollywood, he has some of the best arms.
Yeah, he's like...
Like,
ooh.
When he wears a shirt... You correct me if I'm wrong. When he wears a shirt, it's, like, perfect.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Like, the arms are perfect.
So, I put a photo up yesterday of Idris Elba and myself. It's on my Instagram. This looks like that old movie Twins... And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
I'm guessing you're not Arnold.
Correct. I
want to see it again.
I look so tired. I don't, like, I thought I was a man.
Did you feel insecure?
No, but I didn't notice until I saw this photo and I went, how do I make myself look taller?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I even put, I should be standing on a box next time. But the guy is obviously physically his. I realized as soon as I saw him in real life. And this guy's, I think, 51 years old.
Look at his arms.
Yeah, I know. And I said, this guy, obviously, now I know why the women go crazy over Idris Elba. But can I tell you, what a gentleman he was.
Exactly.
Well, he's
why.
British, isn't he? So we're all like that.
Yeah. No, but he's just, honestly, he was just such a genuine, like, no attitude, no ego, no entourage of people.
Oh, really?
Like, just a straight up. Cool guy, a lad, you'd say, right? Like, just a good guy. And I thought to myself, this makes me like Idris Elba even more than I did. But
and he's talented as well.
Okay, guys, here's the moment.
Now, the interview moment, we'll put that up on Virgin Radio DXB a little bit later on. So you'll be able to see that on social. I did ask him questions about James Bond and all the other movie stuff. Pretty, you did ask me for a request.
Let's hear it.
Pretty asked me just to get a video shout out from Idris.
Yes. So he says my name.
So he says your name. And Pretty, you know, I did spend a good amount of time with him, and I was waiting for that perfect moment as well to get it. And
Let's hear it.
No, I've got it. Here we go. I've got it here. Let me just play it through my phone. Sorry, it's in fast forward. Let me slow it down.
You're Bri Malik. Just want to say it's Idris Elba.
You're terrible.
I love you, girl. Get those games.
You said that to me yesterday.
That was Idris Elba there for you, Pretty.
How many times have I asked you for a shout? Never.
Listen.
I've never asked
her birthday's tomorrow.
As soon as you ask a celebrity for a shout out, you then become their little, like, you know, you look like a fan.
I am
in there with Idris. Him and I, you know, we're chatting as mates.
Will remember this.
I can't go, Idris.
I'll remember this.
I've got a friend. Her name's
Pretty.
Don't
talk to me.
Hold on. It was opposite. Pretty would have done it.
I would have done it.
So I'd never ask Pretty for that.
If it was
The Rock.
I've already got one.
Such a liar.
Anyway, Idris Elba, did he ever get voted sexiest man alive? Wasn't he in the top five or something
he's
one
always
year?
He's always in
I've,
it.
I've worked out why, but there you go. If you want to go see some behind the scenes, I've got some of it on my...
He's a sexy man.
There we go. Let's relax.
Well, imagine that we were doing
and
that.
Handsome. Like, and a gentleman.
You do it. You always say
Excuse
that.
Excuse me?
You do it.
Pretty, I would not like...
Yeah, we don't...
He was voted in 2018.
Guys, okay. Pretty, I would not describe in depth... about a woman's arms like you've just done.
Yeah, that's true. Like, she's got the most, like, amazing legs.
You're right, guys.
You are so right.
No, we would never do it on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ. To the UAE. Chris Fade.
We're doing all right, guys. Are we feeling good?
Pretty Malik.
I'm doing well.
And Big Rossi.
Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Loving it like this.
Loving it like that.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Stop the beat.
with the biggest stars.
Hey.
Yo, yo.
Hi.
Hey. This is David Guetta.
This is Katy Perry.
The world famous The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
3,000. 6,000. 10,000 dirhams cash.
2021 is the best.
And the biggest hits.
You're gonna feel amazing.
What is love?
The Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Built for the nation with dedication, no alteration.
Hello, Mum, hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning at 7.07. Last day of February. Can you believe it? It's a leap year, guys. We don't often get this.
Yeah.
We don't often get this. Where's Rossi? He's not here. Should I play X-Files music?
No, he's in studio too.
What are you doing in studio number two? I'm looking through a window at Rossi right now. Why, Ross?
I'm performing some checks, Chris, as my role as executive producer. I'm making sure everything's okay.
Imagine if that was his real role, executive producer.
Well, I am because there's producers under me, so I'm the boss.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
What do you think about that, Nala and Busma?
What do you think about that, I'm your boss, Nala?
Great.
Yeah.
She knows. Basma's here. I'm monitoring her.
No, you're not. He's helping.
Sorry, Basma. Please, I apologize.
Oh, man.
I love it.
It looks like it's going to be wet. It was raining earlier this morning. I don't know if it's raining right now, but if it is raining, let us know. But
yes.
from our studio window right now, it looks pretty all right. But
So rain expected this morning. It should be kind of sunny later on today.
All right. Hopefully it all clears up. Guys, you want to win 50,000 dirhams cash? This is the station. This is the show. We are putting away. This is the biggest cash giveaway on radio across the region every day. 50,000 dirhams on the line. It can't happen without Rack Bank. So let's go right now. You want to play? Phone lines, they're officially open. Let's go.
Get ready. The Chris Fade Show's 50K.
50,000!
Pop quiz.
I'm covered in money, I'm covered in money.
Powered by Rack Bank.
All right, we are ready to go. Wasim, good morning!
Good morning!
My man, are you ready to play?
Morning, good
are you
morning.
Ready to win? Are you ready to take our money?
I am.
What do you do?
Man, I work in automotive.
Automotive.
I have my son with me.
You have your son with you, okay.
I have my son with me every morning, and today, his mom dropped him off.
No!
Wasim, is this my friend that we talk on WhatsApp sometimes?
It is.
Hey, Wasim, how are you, man?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Okay, well,
we met at the QE2.
Hold on, this is really interesting, because Rossi, you were just in studio number two whilst Busma was getting our pop quiz contestant on. You're never in there. You're in there today, and now all of a sudden the person that's on, you know, and you chat to on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a 100% chance, I promise you.
It was a 100% chance.
Like, I haven't organized this in any way, because that's against the rules and I could be fired.
Did you just say it's a 100% chance?
Yeah. You just admitted that it was a 100% chance.
Yeah, it's a 100% chance that has happened. Like, yeah. I haven't organized it.
No, it's a 100% chance that you did not do this. It was
that doesn't make sense. This is chance by chance, 100%.
Oh, you've missed the by chance part.
Yeah, you just said
it's 100%
chance. Yeah, my way works. But anyway,
Wasim, have you communicated with Rossi at all that you've ever wanted to be on the pop quiz?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
what do we talk about when we WhatsApp?
Not. It's just my son always wants. Always wants me to call to try,
Yeah.
Are you on WhatsApp with Wasim?
Well, I used to be when I was on an Android. What do we talk about when we WhatsApp?
Just cars, basically.
Yeah, told you. See.
I feel like you shouldn't be admitting all this.
You had your Audi, which was a disaster that needed a lot of parts,
Yeah, I had an Audi that broke down, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue with this,
yes.
But, you know, we've got to see where this goes. Now, is your son in the car? Is he in the car in the other car?
He's with my wife.
Okay, what's his name?
One time that I go to, Seri.
Sherry?
Seri,
S-A-R-Y, Seri. Seri, okay. Well, Seri, you're listening right now with Mama in the car. Dad's on. He's about to win some money.
Yay!
Here. 50,000 dirhams cash on the line with the pop quiz. You know the deal. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay, Wasim?
All right.
Good luck. Here
Let's
we go.
Go.
Rack
go.
Bank's ready to go. We're ready to go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What company created the slogan, "Just Do It"?
Nike.
Who plays the role of Spider-Man in No Way Home?
Pass.
Warsaw is the capital of which country?
Poland.
In which Disney film is Jafar a villain?
Aladdin.
What is the largest species of dolphin?
Killer whale.
How many members are there in the Swedish House Mafia?
Three.
Which country is famous for its ancient ruins of Machu Picchu?
Peru.
Who teams up with Kim Petras for the song Alone?
I don't know. Adele.
Which country did the sport golf come from?
Scotland.
Tupac Amaru Shakur is the real name of which rapper? Tupac.
Tupac?
Yep. Well, I said the answer.
You gave him
gave him that one. Definitely was in there. You did really well, man. Yeah. I'm counting him up. You just won. One, two, three.
All carries a killer whale,
seven.
Right?
Seven. No.
Why are you asking?
No, Tom Holland. I missed Tom Holland.
You missed Tom Holland. You got 700 dirhams cash, mate. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
You are.
I gave him killer whale.
Why?
Because that's another name for an orca.
Yeah, an orca is a killer whale.
Orca is a killer whale. So
he's
correct.
It wasn't on the sheet here.
Yeah, I know.
Who created this sheet?
As the boss. Who created this sheet this morning?
Girl,
the boss.
And the boss. Basma and Allah, who created the sheet?
Rossi.
Oh, you created it. So you wrote the questions for Wasim, your friend.
What?
Ma.
Just weird. Anyway, listen, congratulations, Wasim. You got 800 dirhams. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tom Holland and Nicki Minaj were the two answers that you were
so
missing.
You good, Wasim.
Yeah, 800. You missed out on that 50K, though, but congratulations. Thank you for listening, and hopefully your son's hearing this as well right now on the wife, all right?
I'm sure he is. Yeah, thank you so much.
Well done on knowing the golf one as well. That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
thank
mate. You. Take care. I'll message you about cars in the future. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, no, definitely. Bye. Right, bye.
I feel like we're going to get in trouble for this.
Yeah, we'll have to have a discussion about this with management.
100%. Let's go.
People that are you're conversing with on WhatsApp aren't able to be played. You're not allowed to play the pop quiz. It's illegal.
And I message everyone on WhatsApp. Anyone can message me. I'll reply to them.
Okay, so give out your number then. So no. It's fair for everybody. Can't just be selected friends like Wasim.
052-676. No, I'm not doing it. It's all right.
The tension in this room.
Because the fact that you're in studio number two and all this has happened, that's why I've got a bit fishy here.
But also, I love that he like just happily admitted it before.
Yeah, he's the one that
Well, what am I going to do? Like,
you should just, hey, don't even say it. Upper management listen to this show.
Being honest, like that I know the guy, so
yeah.
It's fine.
But yeah, you can know the guy, but being on WhatsApp with him, legally, I don't think he's allowed to play the pop quiz. So I think you're going to have to give the 800 dirhams to him.
I'll give it from the 1,000 I owe you. Lately, I just want to show
everybody. What is that?
Crime Watch.
Welcome. Da-da-da. Welcome back to the show. It's 7:30. It's raining in Dummock Hills, I've been told. We are expecting rain across the country. Take it easy on the roads. Did he or did he not do it? Did Rossi get Wasim on the pop quiz? And Wasim and Rossi are friends. Is Rossi in trouble here? Is Rossi getting his friends to compete for the money on the show?
I'd like to protest my innocence. This was purely 100% by chance.
By chance.
I met Wasim on the QE2. We've stayed in contact. What's up and about cars? He works in the automotive industry, Your Honor.
Getting your friends involved on a radio competition is illegal if you work for the radio station.
I didn't do that.
Now, to get a little bit more closer to the scene, we have Zara. Now, this is Wasim's wife.
Oh, wow.
Welcome.
What a witness.
Witness Zara, what would you like to say to this?
Morning, guys. Okay, so I was there and I met Rossi and I'm also right now with my son, Teddy. He is obsessed with the Chris Fade show and the pop quiz. And we both try to call in every single morning. and it was by total chance that Wasim got through. And Rossi's 100% innocent. He's such a nice guy, and he always messages Wasim that's true for automotive-related inquiries.
And it's all good. Trying to get something for free, it seems. Yep.
Well, he's just an expert in his field, so I ask his opinion sometimes.
He is. It's all good, it's all clean.
Okay.
How's the little one? Did you have another baby? Have you got two kids now, or just the one?
Yeah, I have two kids, so they're both with me in the car.
Aww, good job. Nice to see you on the
Has Rossi ever gone over to your house, Zara?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
But I did. I splashed the cash when we met Zara, actually. I bought a bottle of bubbly for us all, and we shared it.
I thought you got that complimentary.
Oh, I did, sorry. Yeah, no, I did get that complimentary, sorry.
Yeah, you got a complimentary.
Rossi getting free.
Sorry, I didn't.
Free bubbly, yep, of course you're getting a complimentary, and he's pretending that he's bought it for other people.
Did you have a glass of it, yes or no?
Yeah, let's just leave it there, Zara. Zara, thank you to you and your kids, and Wasim, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
Bye, thanks for sticking up for me.
Okay, can we just clarify, Wasim is not in trouble.
No, he's not.
He gets his 800 dirhams and everything is okay.
Sure, Wasim is fine.
By the way, there's another example of you always saying that I only have British friends. Where's Wasim and his wife from? Lebanon. Sorry, in your face. So not only did I tell the truth and didn't cheat on the pop quiz, I also proved that I've got friends from other places.
So you are considering them friends?
Because that will take the money away.
That means they can't have the money. Because friends...
I also have acquaintances from...
Acquaintances, okay. Yeah. There we go. That's the right word.
From other places.
That's the right
word. From Lebanon. There you go. Proved you wrong. Thank you.
I swear it's all real what happens on this show. We're live.
We can't write this stuff. We can't write it.
What?
We're live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Is this Sujat?
No. Where's Zara? Where's Zara?
We just spoke to Zara. We just spoke to Wasim.
It's
just
under Sujat.
Recap.
Just to give every.
What? I don't understand.
Wait for it. Rossi. Wait.
Just so you can give a little recap on the show this morning here on Virgin Radio is a lot of it's unplanned, but we just found out that Rossi's friend played the pop quiz. Rossi's admitted it. We thought maybe he had something to do with this because he was in the other studio when the phones were ringing.
How are we still talking about this, guys?
I don't want to talk about it. But
something's just happened.
But what we're saying from a radio point of view, us as presenters, any employees of Virgin Radio, friends or family are never allowed to win any prizes.
Yeah, I just met like Wasim and his wife Zara from Lebanon on the QE2 that day. I don't know them.
Acquaintances.
Yeah.
Right, which is fine.
So.
Sorry.
So that's we're going to try to make sure that Wasim gets this money. Wasim has done.
Of course, he's going to get the money.
He's done nothing wrong. Now you approved your point by saying I don't just have British friends, as we say.
Hello,
Zara. Just where are you guys from, by the way, Zara? Because he's saying
we're
Lebanon.
Jordan.
You're from Jordan. You're Jordanian, Rossi. Now I know that this area region we're all the same.
Oh,
we're not the same.
We're not the same. There's Jordanians. There's Lebanese. All right.
It was an easy mistake to make.
Why? Oh. Do you think we all look the same?
No, so I just thought.
Can I say that you're friends?
Yeah, you're your friends.
And Zara's upset. Now.
Sorry, Zara. I thought you were from Lebanon. I don't know why.
No,
sorry.
No.
Sorry about that.
All right. Well, thank you, Zara. Thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to what you do. There we go.
I couldn't.
Ross, I'm just saying, Now, Sujat, what are your thoughts on this whole drama?
It does sound a little fishy, though. I mean, me and my daughter Kiara, we try every day, and she just said we hope we were friends with Ross.
This is getting ridiculous now, guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on WhatsApp with Rossi, there's a high chance of you getting
that is
through
not true.
To the
I haven't
quiz.
Even got his number. I've swapped phones from Android to iPhone, and his number is no longer here. So, like, type his name in the phone.
Oh, I love this. You can't write this stuff.
I'm not trying to get Rossi in trouble here, guys. I want everyone. I'm actually
backing
you up.
He keeps talking.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that everything is out in the open. I don't want to have any secrets on the show because that's not nice either, you know. All right, well.
Can we move on now?
I'm happy to move on. Shujat, anything else you want to add?
My daughter, Kiara, wants to say hi to Pretty Malik.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead, yep.
Yep. Hi, Kiara.
Hi, Pretty Malik.
Hi, Kiara. You're such a cutie. Are you going to school?
Yes.
You love the Chris Fade Show?
Yeah.
What do you think about Chris?
Chris is naughty.
Chris is naughty.
No, I'm a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
What about Rossi?
He's also naughty.
No, we're good boys.
Oh, cute. Virgin
update. Adorable.
So cute.
7:40.
For everyone texting in saying, Rossi, let's exchange numbers, please stop. Ridiculous. Let's move on.
Samson, what's up, Samson?
Right, cool, man. Have a great day. I'm hanging up
on
these
Nala
people.
Has Nala fallen on the ground?
Yeah,
it's some chaos on a Thursday. Welcome to February 29th. You know what is a leap year?
Yeah, so things are a little bit crazy.
Things are a little bit different on the 29th of February when it does happen.
Is that what?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. Is it raining where you are? Again, they're expecting rain again today. Is it raining where you are? 04871 5544. I want to take some of these calls. I just want to work out what's going on. Guys, I'm moving today.
Oh, no.
Today is our... I slept, and it was really weird last night. I got emotional. Because
you're leaving the house.
I didn't think I was going to get emotional because I've been wanting to get out of where we live right now. We've been living in our place for nearly 7 years.
Right. That was a lovely house, that, though.
It is. It's a nice
house. Nice swimming pool outside.
It was. It was a beautiful house. But, I brought my daughters, Nushi and Kiki. We had little crews with us, my wife and myself, with Virginia and Auntie, our nannies, yesterday, and we all sat around the kitchen table, and I just said to everyone, guys, you know, this is our last night sleeping in this house, and I think we should give it thanks because it brought so many good memories.
That's sad, isn't it? Where were Gilda and George?
They were inside their bedroom.
Oh, we're invited. Bedroom. But it is an emotional time. You know, your baby was born in that house.
So many good memories in that. Yeah. I mean, obviously we had some, you know, ups and downs in that house, but I think as I get older, I don't know if this is anyone else, but I'm appreciating more of just like the real basics of life, like just this little memories. I walked out of the house this morning and I knew that was the last time I was going to walk out into this house. And then what got me really thinking, and I don't know if this will ever happen, I hope it does one day, no matter where I am in 30 years time, that I'd love to come by with my daughters and my son. Yeah. And hopefully I get to experience this. You never know where life takes you. But I hope that one day I can drive by this house that I'm just leaving today.
Yeah.
You know, Nushi and Kiki will be, I don't know, 30, 40 years old.
Right.
And I'll be like, girls, we lived in that house one day.
Hopefully it's not on a rainy day and it's flooded. But yeah,
because it flooded easy.
So my dad, right, before he moved to the States, he lived in a city in India called Kanpur.
Mm.
So his younger brother, just recently, literally a month ago, did exactly that.
Yeah, it's nice.
He went to his childhood home, and my dad was just showing me the videos of his childhood house, and I can exactly envision how you're going to be with Nushi and Kiki.
Yeah.
He was showing me, like, so this is where we used to all sleep.
So
this
cute.
Is where
you used
we were.
To live there?
No. He was showing
where
me.
Where his house was, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say he's going to go back there, or?
He's going to one of his home, quote-unquote, hometown cities.
Amazing. Love that.
So, because we're moving today and it's raining,
right?
I'm worried that, like, can you move in the rain? Does that stop?
No.
Movers continue to go.
It depends.
Have you got
on
a roof on the house? Yeah.
Yeah, but don't all the boxes get all wet? Now, Pedro, it's raining where you are. Where are you?
Yeah, like, I'm here in Alfurjan, and it was raining like a minute ago and just stopped, but it's like coming and going.
It's coming and going. That's what they're saying. Afra, where are you? Is it raining?
I'm just crossing Emirates Hills. It's drizzling, not raining.
I think you'll be okay.
It rains in Emirates Hills. Yeah. I thought that you guys have got your own little ecosystem going on in that thing. Right? Emirates Hills rain. Well, thank you. Thank you, Afra, for listening
I'll keep your number. You seem rich.
Rossi, stop it. She'll be on the pop quiz tomorrow. Bashio, is it raining where you are?
It was just a shower near the Alkuz area. I was just passing by the E44.
Okay. Is it stopped now, which is good? Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to be raining in any other of the Emirates, so
I think you'll be okay.
You think you'll be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at the sky there.
Because it's going to be sunny later. I'm looking at the weather here, and it says after about 9 o'clock, it should be sunny.
Ross, I may need some extra hands today moving in. Would you want to pop over?
Yes.
You help me out? Like, just move some of the boxes? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time?
Straight after the show, 11 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
Got it?
Yep. Any money involved or?
How much do you want?
Per hour.
Per hour.
Per hour. I'll do 3 hours.
Because you're a big guy. You could help
6K
us.
6K an hour.
Woo!
6,000 dirhams an hour.
Yeah. It's not any old, like, person. You know, like,
it's big Rossi.
Yeah, it's a celeb removal.
Will you do a reel? Shoot some content for me?
100%, yeah.
Rossi's cutting his fingernails right now in the trash can. I swear this is not even a lie.
It's not a lie.
Yeah, what, so what?
It's just like random. He does the most random things during the show.
6,000 dirhams an hour for you to help me move houses today. Is that what you went with, Ross? That, out of all the money, 6K, that's a lot of money. And you said you want 3 hours.
I've got 30,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, okay, that's awesome. Chris, how are you, mate?
I'm great, thank you, Chris. How are you?
Good, Chris. I mean, 30 with 16,000, is he wants 6,000 dirhams an hour to help me move today.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I thought.
It's a bit much.
There's a lot of money there.
Oh, sorry. That's my rate, man.
Come on, Rossi. You can help him out for free.
For free, Rossi? Nah, he wouldn't do it for free.
No, I'll do it for free. I will do it for free. That was just a joke. I'll do it for free if you want. But I know that you've got a removals team already. But I do need the documents from you so I can come down and kill two birds with one stone. But
I'm happy to help you, Chris. Just let me know where it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. You know what? That just the offer alone is good for me, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Vinette's saying she'll come to my house. You can do a toilet review, a bathroom review.
That's true. I need to do another one of them, yeah.
That's what Rossi does.
It didn't look finished, though, you know, yesterday on Instagram. It looked like there was a bit of a long way to go, to be honest.
In the house?
Yeah.
I will still be doing a little bit of, build. Right. Ross were there, but that, you know, I just need to get in because...
You have nowhere to live.
I've got nowhere to live, yeah. I mean, I've hired an Airbnb for the next 2 days as well. Because I just in case, because I've got my parents with me. And even though my parents are loving, they are sometimes high maintenance, my parents. So I just felt like I should have a place for them just to... Because I don't think we've got beds in the house yet. We've just got mattresses. So we're going to be sleeping on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Do George and Gilda know that yet?
No, that's why I got them an Airbnb, because I could not handle the conversation of that.
Yeah.
So I just thought, I'll get them an Airbnb.
So they're going to an Airbnb.
Yeah, I've got, well, it's a two-bedroom. I can go there as well. You know, it's crazy. I mean, it was weird. The first time I ever hired an Airbnb in Dubai, like the city that I live in.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, why would we do that?
I'm looking where it is, you know. I'm pretending to be a tourist on there, though. Is there anything good to see around the city from where I'm staying?
Why are you doing that?
I got a place in Business Bay.
Oh, lovely. Nice,
they're affordable. They're affordable in Business Bay. You can get it.
Yeah, so you're going to be sleeping on the floor, are you, on a mattress?
I think I'll just be on a mattress tonight. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I like it.
Dubai bling, baby.
It's the adventure. Lenka, it's raining today. You say it's a blessing. Is that right?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, definitely, it's a blessing. It was raining on my wedding day, and I'm married happily for 21 years.
21 years, wow.
That's great. Well, that's...
So enjoy it. Definitely, it's a blessing.
Thank you so much. You put a positive on a negative. I was out at an event the other night, and a mammoth of a human came over to me, and I got worried for a moment. And I was so happy then when I got to meet him, because I've been wanting to meet him for so long, and I've followed your journey, and I think you're an inspirational man. I think you're a great man. Rossi, you're like this. He's got a lot of followers on social media. If you've got a lot of followers on social media, well, Rossi wants to be your friend.
I'm not happy that you've brought him in, because I feel inferior and ugly.
And please welcome Callum von Moga into the studio right here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
First of all, Mr. Universe.
Yeah. Actually, it started on the beach. I was about 19.
Okay, 19. So you're just running on the beach, doing what you're doing at the age of 19, and some guy comes up to you.
Some guy saw me. Hey, you should come to the gym. You should meet this guy. You know, he's kind of a scout in a sense. Anyway, and he had a look. Okay, he goes, all right, you got 3 weeks. If you win my show, you qualify for the Mr. Universe. I'll fly you over to Austria. And for me... coming from the country, the Surf Coast, having $0 to my bank account, I was like free flight to overseas to compete, doing something I love.
100%
took it as, you know, as serious as a heart attack. Long story short, won that show, and then two or three other Mr. Universe titles after that as well.
And if you've never seen Callum, he does resemble Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
2.0, yeah.
And, yeah,
and we know that because you actually played him in a film.
In the film, Bigger, that's right.
Yes. Now, wow. When did you know that you had the resemblance to Arnold?
Well, I looked up to Arnold for, you know, all of my teenage, you know.
Like many of us did.
All of us, right?
Terminator, Total Recall, the movies, we loved him.
Crushed it, right?
Yeah.
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop,
yeah. Pretty. That was my favorite Arnold
Jingle
film.
Jingle all the way.
Yeah. Just saying.
So
I looked up to Arnold, and it was when a YouTube video, it was actually the first YouTube video I'd ever made, it went viral, and people would... All the comments were like, oh, it's Arnold 2.0. He looks like Arnold lookalike. And they were saying, oh, you've got to play him in a movie one day. I got coined as Arnold 2.0 my young 20s.
Yeah.
And then after that, it wasn't about... Within about 5 years, I got approached by a producer in Hollywood, Steve Jones. And he's like, we're looking for an Arnold lookalike. I'm making a movie. We need him, you know, we need a jacked... Austrian, Australian, whatever, bodybuilder to look like him.
Austrian, Australian, confusing, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. We'll work with it. Yeah. We'll work Aussie, whatever.
So you had to learn the accent?
Yeah, I had a voice coach.
And you still remember it?
Yeah, can we hear it a little?
No, I'm pretty. Get out of here. It's not a tumor.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool.
In the movie, you did a good job. How long did you have to, like, how long did it take to learn his voice?
Oh, I did the voice classes for about 6-8 weeks.
That's cool.
Callum's going to hang out with us. You're not going anywhere. You're cool to hang out with us.
Of course.
All right, more with Callum. We've got a remarkable story, and I want to talk more about the whole mental health side of things because that's something that I talk about heavily about as well on this show as well. So hang out with us. The Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. Callum von Mulger joining us in studio right now, and he's also known as Arnold 2.0. He's got an amazing, a very interesting story. You had all the success winning Mr. Universe, not one, but two injuries have also knocked you down.
Yeah, crazy.
You were at the peak of your somewhat career. You were doing the movies, you were training, you were jacked, and then you got an injury.
Yeah, bicep tear with Chris Bumstead.
I saw that one. You were doing some lifting challenge.
Sabotaged my whole career, mate.
So what was it?
So we're doing a tandem. It was like a 400-pound, which is like almost a 200-kilo. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but I've done it previously with other bodybuilders on the negative going down. I think I was just straining it and it just popped off the tendon.
Now, for anyone else, if you were to tear your bicep, okay, it's a horrible injury. You've got to repair it. You go through with it. But with what you were doing, it's your profession. It's your life. Yeah, it's your livelihood. It's everything exactly that you do.
Yep.
And it's like you're an athlete. You know, you may not be running 100 meters, but you've torn your muscle that you can't run that 100 meters
anymore.
This
is the investment. I've invested everything into my body and my time and all of that. So when your investment, you know, is in jeopardy, it's a big head trip for sure. You
know, okay,
the first question you ask yourself is, when am I going to be a train again? You go get the MRI, you get the surgery, and then start physical therapy.
So how long did that take?
Yeah, so it was a good 3 months in. It was just coming good. And then I decided to go rock climbing with my older brothers who were like, you know, ex-commando military, trained, seasoned warriors in this field. Decided to do the rock climbing and completely messed up my knee. I fell back and I tore my quadricep, my right quad, off the bone.
Now there's footage of this and it looks absolutely horrible.
It's horrific. I've got PTSD from heights and all that stuff.
So that fall, thankfully that you were harnessed right, that your brothers did a good job with making sure, because you could have dropped finished, and that would have been, we wouldn't be doing this interview. Instead you re-tear the bicep that you just spent months trying to get better.
Yep.
You tear your quad?
Quad tear, which is a huge muscle blow off the bone. And in the process, re-tore the bicep.
Horrific. So then you're back in a hospital, you're back in a surgery, you're back into doing all this.
Back, yeah, same process. Yeah.
Let's talk about the mental health side of things, because for anyone, that would bring in the onset of depression.
Yep.
Did you hit it?
Yeah, I guess And I would have to a degree back then for sure. But at least with a physical injury, you have doctors and you have a timeline. It's like, okay, it's a soft tissue. You're going to look at 6-8 months. And then the body heals. There's a timeline. The body eventually heals and then you can go back to doing what you're doing. On the mental side of things, it's like when you're going through it, your doctor can't tell you, oh, you'll be fine in, you know, 3 weeks, a month. You don't know. Mm. So obviously being on social media and having an audience and people looking up to you, you have this pressure that you've put on yourself that you have to look a certain way, or that people have got, you've got these labels coming from like a bodybuilder, model, actor. And when all of a sudden they're
the guy that they follow, the guy they look up to,
they look up to is looking like a half sucked mango.
Yeah.
And they're going, you're done, you're finished, you know, all the comments. And for me, I kind of used that as fuel for my mental health. I was like, okay, let's see what I can do. I made a pretty good comeback. That was the first comeback. And it was good. I managed to, rehabilitate myself, heal, took all the steps, very serious, all the recovery, everything. After that was, I think COVID hit, and that was a whole, obviously, affected everybody. COVID was massive.
So you're training and you're feeling better about yourself and you felt like you got yourself back?
Yeah, got myself back. And then, I started going through these questions. I'm 30-odd years old now, and I've been doing the same thing for a period of time. And I'd kind of been asking myself, like, oh, well, what's next? And for some reason, I really wanted to just had an urge to go back to Australia and be close, miss my family, COVID, put that distance, that time between us was hard. You know, everyone's going for a little bit of, mental anxiety and unknown and all this sort of stuff. So I made it a point. I was like, oh, I'll come back to Australia. And I knew my little brother. I knew he was going through some things, but I wasn't clear. I knew he was, he had a few kind of setbacks as well with mental health, with his mental health. And so I kind of wanted to be closer to him and just be there for him a little bit, be an older brother, because I felt like I'd done everything for myself. I'd sacrificed, for bodybuilding, it can be such a selfish sport.
Yeah,
I went back and I wanted to be close to my brother, Edward. I did not realize that he'd been diagnosed with bipolar, I think, around 2018 or 19, and I didn't know what bipolar really was. I just know that you have these highs of highs and lows of lows. So he'd been going through these things, and to me, he's always going to be my little brother. I love him. He looked up to me so much. He was really proud of me. He was one of my biggest supporters. He always wanted to impress and do me proud, like I probably would for my older brothers. So, and I'll just get straight into it, but basically, yeah, last year, he took his own life. He died, and I had a really bad year in 22. I was going through my own personal stuff. I had my battles with drugs and addiction and stuff, which was hard as it was, and I'd just overcome getting myself on the straight and narrow again. And I think my brother was,
we were
both going through it. And I think when I lost him last year, that was the most mentally painful and the most challenging and the hardest thing that I've ever had to face in my life. Almost to will myself to go on. And I was fighting all of those intrusive thoughts. So that's when my mental health battle really began.
When you lose a loved one, when you lose a brother, when you lose a family member, that's what's expected. And, people don't know how they're going to take it, because you don't experience it. And when you experience it for the first time, you're not sure what's going on. You're trying to get all these feelings. You don't know how to feel. Should you be angry, upset? You start regretting things. Should I have done this? Should I have done that? Exactly. And at the end of the day, you couldn't have changed any other way. And I just want to say, you talking about this is now helping other people. And for myself, that suffered anxiety and depression many years ago. I use our platform to talk about it, because especially men like us, we're big and men, we don't talk That's about right. our health yeah. and we should be always all right. And but it's so important that we do this. And, I think your brother would be looking down on you right now, just being in this position, being proud of you, bro. So thank you so much. I just want to say thank you so much for opening up, man. And dealing with death, dealing with loss, it is the hardest thing, man. All right, let's take a moment here. More with Callum Von Moga next. It's the Chris Fade Show. In studio right now, bodybuilder, good guy, Callum Von Moga. He's here with us. Now, he's really opening up
about his struggles he's faced, not just physically, but with the loss of his brother Edward last year. Now, something that no one can be prepared for is losing a loved one so quickly, losing a younger brother. Right, Callum?
Like you said, nothing can prepare you for it, and it's the not knowing, not understanding those emotions and those feelings, and not just trying to process it or accept it. But it's, yeah, it's all of these feelings that arise inside of you, and I don't know how to, I couldn't understand them. I didn't know how to process them. Didn't know what to how to deal with them. So
did
that
you,
was.
Did you get help? Did you go and speak to people?
Yeah. So that's a good question. So for last year, I was, like I said, I was just in this black hole for a while, for quite a few months, and it got, you know, to a almost got to a tipping point where it was like, am I going to continue on, or is this, I'm just going to check out?
Did you have the thoughts of following,
doing? I almost put a bullet through my head. So yeah, I came pretty close a few times, really, really.
And how did you talk yourself out of that at that moment? Like, yeah. Was that a?
I'd been talking myself into it for quite a while. I was actually like kind of planning it for. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna. I've just had enough. I'd been kind of psyching myself up to do it. The thing that that kind of got me is because I'd think of my brother so intensely. I kept thinking, oh, my brother's gone, and I kept thinking that he's just in this black abyss by himself, and I was like, I'd rather trade this world to be with him. So I don't want him to be alone. Anyway, you go through these, you make up these thoughts in your head.
It's beautiful though, man. Like,
I was like, I'd rather be with him than where I am right now, you know. And so those intrusive thoughts, I was listening to them, and they started taking root, and I started, you know, planning it out. And
so you tell everyone around you thought you were
okay.
I mean, obviously I'm dealing with grief, but you're okay.
I'm okay, exactly. But they didn't know that I was, you know, I think kind of going down this route. Anyway, I got to that point, and I called my sister, and I think I called a few people, and they managed to kind of talk me out of it, and
I'm glad you made that call.
Yeah. And after that, I decided, okay, I just need to go out and maybe just be with my family to help me just get out of my thoughts and stuff. So yeah, so when it comes down to how did I overcome and come and get out of this kind of this hole, I guess there's a few different things, and obviously everyone's going to be different. And with my story, I think a huge role was that I decided at the start of last year that I wasn't going to use any kind of steroids or testosterone. I just wanted to be completely off everything, just water and food, not even protein shakes, not even supplements, really. Wow. You know, I was just like, I just want to see if I can just at least come back, like, because obviously, you know, being a competitive athlete and, you know, using PEDs for, you know, a decade or so, your ability to produce natural testosterone and stuff is shut down. So me in my head thinking, oh, surely I can, I got good genetics, I can recuperate and do it. Well, it didn't work. I just went right down. Anyway, I decided at the end of last year, a friend of mine said, hey, mate, just get your bloods done. Go and get a test, see where your levels are at. And I had a look, and they were well and truly below the low point of a healthy, normal range, though below it. Anyway, I decided to talk to the doctor and get a script and get on TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy, to help bring my just levels back to normal.
Sure.
Just to, you know, so, and since doing that, it's helped a lot. It has helped my clarity, my energy, my mood a lot. It really has made a huge difference. Yeah. So,
wow, just thank you for being honest, by the way. Yeah. Like, because, you know, I think, you know, for pretty, this is the first time you're hearing sort of Callum's story. I don't think you knew what Callum was about before this.
No.
And just hearing this and seeing, like, pretty, just tearing up before shows you the power that you're talking to. Not people that know you, by the way. It's not to your fan base that already love you. It's to people that have just met you for the first time and hearing this story.
And I just, you know, everything that you guys said before about as men not being so open about your mental health, you know, what you're saying is just so important. How many times in a day do we say we're okay, but we're not, you know? And it's just, it's so hard for some people to reach out for help. And I'm sure you are stuck in that circle of, I don't need to ask for help. I'll deal with this on my own. Absolutely. I'm strong enough to do this. Yeah. But, you know, for you to be able to be so open and share that with us, thank you for that message. And I think this will help a lot of people, like you said, Chris.
Yeah. I know for me, when I was overweight, I was 130 kilos, right?
And well, I couldn't. Yeah, I would never even be.
I'll show you some photos. You'll be like, what? But going to the gym is what made me get out of my anxiety and depression.
Right.
So
right.
I realized that when I was training or doing any just type of movement, I felt better afterwards.
It's like therapeutic.
It was therapeutic. It was working on you. And I was on, you know, the doctors had given me pills to take, and I realized they weren't really doing anything. Yeah. I didn't feel like they were working. It was only when I was at the gym or going for a run or just doing something active that I felt great.
Fantastic.
And I think what you're pushing right now is that message of just making sure that you, you know, ask the people around you if you're doing okay, because people can fake it. People can fake.
I'm pretty good at it.
And same with me.
I
was the guy on the radio telling everyone how good the day was, but deep down inside, you know, things were dark and gloomy.
Yeah.
So I think like just this conversation, I think, is so important of like, and not just for men, obviously for women as well, but men have this stigma of not wanting to get that help or thinking it's not cool to get that help, but get that help if you need it, right?
Absolutely. The physical activity, it really did help a lot, you know, and I would just like to say that if you're going through some stuff, if you're struggling mentally, before going to the doctor and just listening, getting them to cold read you and prescribe you something, maybe try picking up going to the gym with a buddy, getting into routine, getting some physical activity and exercise into your body, because it can really change things.
100%.
You've done it.
I 100% agree. And the one thing as well, like, and this is someone that has gone through it, is like, it doesn't completely go away forever.
Right.
You know, it never just disappears and you'll never deal with it again. It sometimes does creep its little ugly head in, but then you've learnt how to deal with that a little bit better because you've had it there before.
Yeah.
And so that for anyone that's going through any type of anxiety or depression, it may creep back just for that moment, but just know that it's not here to stay. You've learned how to deal with it somewhat, and occasionally it may win a little bit, but don't worry. You'll get it back and you'll be fine afterwards. So that's something that I wanted to share with you, because I know that it's probably more recent than it has with me. I went through my horrible journey 10 years ago. But yeah, occasionally it will come and it will creep in and show its ugly little head, and you know, it does what it does. But you're a true inspiration, and thank you so much for spending the time with us. Man, we could talk for another 4 hours.
Seriously,
like we could talk for another 4 hours. So I look forward to hanging out, and if anything, friendship continues, man, and I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, mate, thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak. It's the first time that I've really felt moved to come and do this. So, and yeah, you've made me feel very at home and welcome. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the gram. I'll be following your story. I'll be following your journey.
On track.
And you're killing it, mate. I've got to say, congrats to all your success and everything you've done. I didn't really know you very well from before I met you, but all my brothers and all the boys, they're all followers, and they've been watching your story, and so they all say, awesome, keep it up.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thanks.
Man, legend. That's it for us. We are out of here. I am going to go and try to attempt to move today.
Good luck.
I think you'll be all right. The sun is out now, and I think you're going to be okay.
Shining. Okay, well, listen, the sun is always shining with Eddie. He's up next playing you all your favorite songs. You can request them, and he will play them for you. We'll be back tomorrow, last day of February. Make it count. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.